Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series that I preached some time ago. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you, from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and many other problems and diseases. Our passage from the Word of God today is Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, which reads, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Now let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to USA Today, a recent U.S. study found that preschool children receiving government food aid are reaching healthier body mass indexes, signaling a steady decline in obesity rates. The latest data shows obesity rates dropped to about 14% in 2016, down from 16% in 2010. Health experts welcomed the results. Following an upward trend of obesity in young children between 2000 and 2010, all racial and ethnic groups recorded a statistically significant decline in obesity. Heidi Blank, who heads obesity prevention at the CDC, said it gives us more hope that this is a real change. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. Now, this section is titled Other Diet-Related Diseases. There are many other diseases that can be cured with simple changes in diet. One lady recently adopted the Rave diet, and her arthritis was completely gone after just 3 months. And so were the drugs she had been taking for decades. Did her doctor ever mention a change in diet to her? Of course not. He was totally baffled. He wasn't even aware diet could do this until she told him. The problem with modern medicine is that our authorities are completely unaware of the power of diet, what we eat and what we don't eat. As mentioned previously, studies will change the fat content of diets from 40% to 30% with no effect. But small changes like this will not cure anything. And based on such worthless studies, medical practitioners will tell you diet plays no role in diseases. Unfortunately, these studies have not gone far enough, and the medical establishment is simply, or rather, and the medical establishment simply doesn't get it. Women who eat according to the rave diet do not get breast cancer. Men eating rave diets do not get prostate cancer, nor do they get any of the other common eating-related cancers or other diseases, such as heart disease. They don't become overweight, and they don't get diabetes, arthritis, or hundreds of other diseases now plaguing Americans. In fact, our eating habits have become so bad that children are now being diagnosed with adult diabetes. The American Diabetes Association will also tell you there is no cure for adult onset diabetes, but that simply means there is no drug that will cure the disease. They are simply wrong, because adult onset diabetes is easily cured and quickly cured with a change of diet and lifestyle. Dr. Joel Furman reports that over 90% of his patients who were on insulin at the time of their first visit were taken completely off their medications within the first month. Numerous clinics have stated that under their care, they can get diabetics completely off insulin in just a week. In fact, Dr. Furman has called insulin the worst thing to ever happen to diabetics, because it keeps them on an eating habit that caused the disease in the first place. Many think that simply taking drugs such as insulin and metformin will enable them to tolerate the disease while making no changes in their diet. But long-term use of any drug will eventually take its toll on the body. And recent studies have shown that diabetes treatment actually does more harm than good. Virtually all cases of adult onset diabetes can be completely reversed with diet, and most within a matter of a few months or sooner. Even the few who cannot get off their medications can benefit from the rave diet, because their medications will be drastically reduced. Even type 1 diabetics can have their medications reduced by a third by following the rave diet. Due to the long time span involved in degenerative diseases, researchers are still trying to unravel the causes of such diseases. But diet is at the heart of all of them. Take a simple condition such as acne, which affects up to 95% of all American teenagers. Currently, the medical profession confidently states that diet plays no role in acne. However, there are many studies of teenagers in other countries who eat native diets of whole plant foods where acne is simply unknown. Not a single teenager gets acne. Black and white cookies cause acne, not black and white beans. Western medicine needs to cast its net wider and look at people eating non-Western diets before they conclude that diet plays no role in disease. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the church, we have sinned against you through the sin of gluttony, by committing the sin of gluttony, eating too much and eating the wrong things. Have mercy and grace upon us, and forgive us of our sins, and help us all to repent of the sin of gluttony. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for a great testimony among those who don't know you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen.